Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office.
Who are you?
Starting the podcast without
Sean, notification.
Sean knowing. You put the headphones on, we're going, man.
I guess so.
That's how it is.
Jeez, you hit the button. Lift off.
I'm a little punchy. So you want to hear my weird news I found today?
I do.
All right.
Totally.
The first one is from July 30th.
Yeah.
And it's from upi.com.
Yeah.
And it's a llama looking for its mama. No, I don't know. It's a llama on the lam is the headline.
A llama on the lam.
Yeah, man. That's in Ontario, in Canada, a llama was on the loose.
Ooh.
And it was spotted multiple times.
Yeah.
Multiple times, man.
And
people kept taking photos of it. Like, guy was driving home from work. He's like, hey, man, that's a llama. He's like, wait, that's not a horse. Is that a horse? No, that's not a horse. That's a llama. And, like, the llama that they think is about 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
400 pounds.
Yeah.
Give Bigfoot a run for his money. I'm saying that llama.
Yeah.
And,
maybe Bigfoot could ride it.
Yeah, but, like, basically, like, then this other lady, she sees the llama. It's a mile away. So the llama is getting some distance going on, right? She tried. Unlike the guy who was like, oh, that's a big llama. She's like, I'm going to go try to capture it. But she didn't. She just got it off the road and into a field, which was good.
Yeah, it was.
And so there is a lady nearby in Ontario who has an alpaca sanctuary. But she's like, yeah, I don't know anybody who has any llamas.
That's strange.
So there's just this random llama.
Maybe it's a wild llama population.
A wild, like Bigfoot, man.
Well, that was my point. I was going to say
okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
I was going to say, look, llamas only been existing in the wild for a number of years. And we've already spotted them.
Oh, don't rag on Bigfoot, man.
We got fantastic pictures
of said llama. Don't you be ragging on my Bigfoot.
Clear, photographic.
You know what? Because the llama's not smart enough to hide from people. The llama's in the middle of the road. That's not a smart llama.
Maybe.
Although Bigfoot, it is Canada, so it's probably like, oh, everyone will be polite.
Maybe Bigfoot is an alien race and decided the Bigfoot costume's not working anymore, so let's go with something actually like common.
Like a llama?
Yeah.
They think a llama's common.
Well, you know, they don't know everything. They eventually look in around to being a bear or a deer. Then they'll get hunted, so it's hard. You gotta find a happy medium.
It's hard being Bigfoot, the alien, trying to sneak around and like just experience Earth. Like
they've already tried like the human thing. That,
that
saw a lot of Men in Black. Like the skin doesn't fit right.
Skin doesn't fit right. They don't act right.
That's right.
They don't have the expressions. There's a million Doctor Who episodes like that.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
I'm not a Doctor Who guru. So
shut your mouth. I don't know how we're married.
Well, I do watch it with you.
When?
I don't even fall asleep. I've watched plenty of Doctor Who.
I don't even fall asleep.
Don't tell me.
How many doctors have there been?
Who scared me when I was a kid?
Really?
The intro, yeah. Yeah, that's freaky. It was like druggy stuff. Just drop some acid and make a stupid move.
Speaking of druggy stuff and things that scare you, in Florida, where you grew up, right?
Yeah.
There's an article, a very old article from Esquire that got me kind of intrigued. And we have that link as well in our podcast
notes. We do.
And it is called Florida Devil Worshipping.
Yeah.
And it's basically it happened all the way back in 2012, right?
Yeah.
And this woman, Danielle Harkins, who taught school near St. Petersburg, that's north, right? Northern Florida?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. She suddenly got really interested in demonic rituals, according to Esquire. Yeah. And they quote the Tampa Bay Times as, Danielle Harkins told the kids they needed to rid their bodies of demons as the group gathered before dusk Saturday around a small fire near St. Petersburg Pier.
What kids?
Her seven of her former students.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they She said, they should cut their skin to let the evil spirits out, police said. She told the children, then they needed to burn the wounds to ensure that those spirits would not return.
How old are these kids?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up. So when Harkins, this is a direct quote from the Tampa Bay Times via Esquire. When Harkins held a lighter to one teen's hand, so they're teens, at least 13 and under 20, wind blew the flame out, police said. That prompted her to douse his hand in perfume, because you should always have perfume at a devil-ridding ritual.
You should have before setting it on, mover, but that's all right.
Before setting it on fire. And so the poor kid got second-degree burns.
Yeah, that's why you need fingernail polish.
And then she cut another kid on the back of his neck with a broken bottle, which is super classy, and then used a flame, quote, to heat a small key, which she then used to cauterize the wound.
What? They'll have stories to tell, at least with scars to match for the rest of their
life.
You're like, what happened to your back? Oh, let me tell you about this crazy ass teacher.
Not a single one of those kids reported her.
Really?
But they did tell their friends who told their parents who reported her.
Were they all banging her too?
I don't know, but gross.
Well, I'm just saying.
No.
Okay.
And so the NBC News reported, direct quote, investigators said they had spoken to Harkins, but she didn't spell out what type of religion would require such drastic measures. She hasn't informed us exactly what she was trying to accomplish with this, said a St. Petersburg police officer.
Imagine. Hey, wait, that next one's pretty interesting.
Oh, man.
We don't need to talk about
it. We can't talk about
it. All I want you to say is, when we watch that show.
Yeah, the Cecil Hotel.
How early on did I say that she was in the water tank?
Oh, Sean said it immediately.
Yeah.
Because he used to be a cop.
And they never checked it.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Can't find stuff if you don't check for it. I'm telling you.
Oh, like
it's
porn.
So obvious.
Or drugs in your bedroom or.
Porn?
Yeah.
Porn's like, not illegal unless it's child porn.
No, I'm just thinking, like, you know, like, well, I was still thinking, like, teenagers and, like, things you hide from your parents, like.
Oh, yeah.
Pot.
I pretty much challenge any of our children to try to hide something from me.
But no, the whole point is you have to think to even look.
That's right.
You have such
a. Oh, I've been thinking to look since I was a child.
But not on your own kids.
No, just on my parents. How do you think I got into it so early?
Oh, no.
That's what's wrong with me. It's my parents' fault.
It's all his parents'
fault. Don't keep
fault.
A big stack of magazines under the bed and expect the kid not to see them, even if they're in a box.
Do people have magazines?
Not anymore.
Or is it all just on the internet?
It's online, man. You don't need you don't even need a magazine rack in your bathroom because you just bring your phone in there with you.
That's kind of gross.
Why do you think it takes me 45 minutes to go poop?
Because you have a hard time pooping?
No, that takes like 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I thought you're hiding. You're just hiding in there trying to get some alone time.
No, I'm like reading my stories, baby.
Reading your stories.
Writing tip of the pod. What?
You're not on the ball today, man.
I was reading a text message, baby.
You gotta be focused. Focus on what we're doing.
I'm trying to run two businesses here. 3, 4, 5, 6 businesses.
Jesus Louise. All right, so yeah, this week.
We need to make $10 an hour, and I'm all right.
$10 an hour.
Between five? That's not bad.
So there's nothing better than a sexy setting.
You're not kidding.
Is our podcast
this
today.
This is actually a pretty sexy setting right here.
Oh my gosh.
I just noticed.
No, don't notice that. All right, so here we go, babe. Do you want to start the podcast for reals and be like helpful and informative?
Lately, Carrie's been looking pretty hot.
That's not what the fuck.
That's not what it says.
Wait, lately. Does that mean I wasn't looking hot before lately?
No, but it started with lately, so I wanted I wanted to make you think I was going to say the right thing before I switch gears.
We're going to be helpful now.
Lately, Carrie's been talking to a lot of writers that she coaches and edits about settings. That's because a lot of writers are blowing them off. She'll read a lot of passages like this.
Here's the passage, y'all ready?
Am I reading it?
No, I'm gonna read it.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Hey, I sit at my desk. You coming over later? Yep, Sean says. Cool. I thought maybe we could have some hanky-panky. Okay. So, We now know that Sean wants to have some hanky-panky, and the eye of the story is sitting at their desk. But we don't know what kind of desk, where the desk is, if there are other people around, or even how she or he or they are reacting to Sean's request for hanky-panky, right?
We also don't know why she's asking her husband if he's coming over later.
We don't even know that it's her husband in that excerpt,
man. That's a great example.
We don't... Yeah, all right, so...
So... Setting is obviously the place where things happen. But it's more than that, right?
Yeah.
Like, is the desk the type that you can just have hanky-panky on?
No.
Setting makes your characters real. It grounds them.
Yeah.
It shows the reader what's going on without saying, yo, reader, this is what's going on. What do we mean? Well, here, let's play with the setting of that excerpt alone.
Oh, man. So, hey, I sit at my desk, flipping through some tentacle porn. You coming over later? The dirt-streaked wall of my cubby gives a bit with the pressure of his hand, holding him up as he leans over my shoulder. Yep. Betty is just on the other side of that cubby wall, and beyond her is my boss, the other workers, everyone typing on their computers, pretending to be busy reading emails, analyzing data, reading contract clauses, liars, all. The air smells of old coffee and pot, broken things, broken people. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Cool. That's all I say. Sean clears his throat, moves lower, closer to me, my hard metal desk, standard issue. His giant elbow brushing against the wall again. His voice is a low whisper. I thought maybe we could have some hanky-panky. Someone coughs. That someone is Betty. I flip the page. A tentacle is exploring places on an elf that probably should not be explored. Sean doesn't smell like old coffee. He smells of sandalwood and pine, like man. Okay, I whisper. Okay. So that's totally different, right?
Totally different. But when have I ever smelled like sandalwood?
Whatever. It's made up, baby.
And where the heck are you working where it smells like old coffee and pot?
I'm working at Google. I don't know.
Working at Google. That's awesome. Betty's just jealous.
Whatever, but it's totally different, right?
Now we have a lot more context, even if we don't know all the details of her office. The chair, the desk, the characters aren't floating in a void. Here is one more example before we move on. Same dialogue again, but different setting and different feelings.
You ready?
I'm ready, baby.
You sure you can handle it?
Let's give it your best husky, sexy voice.
I don't have a husky, sexy voice. I have an annoying, chirrupy voice. Ready? Hey, holding my phone in my hand, I sit at my broad metal work desk, give up, and stand on it, pushing the papers and books about writing and being a freelance human off with my heel. They flutter to the floor. From up here, I can see everyone. Janice with her pink hair, Bob with a coffee-stained shirt and no hair, countless nameless co-workers. I raise my voice into a yell, "You coming over later?" Bob stares up at me, his mouth gaping open. I can see his fillings. He puts a finger over his lips. I give him a finger of my own. Lights flicker overhead. "Yup," Sean says. Janice gives me a thumbs up. Beyond her, other co-workers are watching and or pretending not to watch. The fans above them, hanging from the drop ceiling, spin around and around. My manager opens the door from his office, starts angry striding towards me. I say, "Cool." Across the office, all the way in a prestigious cubby by the dirt-grimed windows, Sean stands on his own desk and shouts, "I thought maybe we could have some hanky-panky!" Someone giggles. The world smells of promise, lemon bleach those cleaners use. The manager stops, his bald head turning from Sean to me to Sean. I hang up the phone and yell across everyone, "Okay?" So weird, yeah? Weird, right?
Yeah, that's pretty darn weird. I like it, though.
So totally
setting
different
can
feeling.
Reinforce what we're doing. Totally different feeling. Right.
What can it do? It can reinforce what we're doing?
Totally can reinforce what we're doing. Add context and even tension, right? It can transform an exchange into a story. You don't want to blow it off. You really want to make it as sexy as possible.
Hmm.
Can I read this one again?
Why?
Can I change things?
No! Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hey! Holding my phone in my hand, I sit at my broad metal work desk, give up and stand on it, pushing the papers and books about writing and being a freelance human off with my heel. They flutter to the floor. From up here, I can see everyone. Janice with the pink hair. Bob with the coffee-stained shirt and no hair. Countless nameless coworkers. I raise my voice into a yell. You coming over later?
What have you changed?
I forgot. Let's do it again. No! I'm not going to start from the beginning. Countless nameless coworkers. I raise my skirt up above my waist and yell.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're not going to do that.
You coming over later?
No.
Bob stares at
you. That's not even changing the setting. It's just changing an action.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. All right. So.
But then when I got up on my desk, I was going to be like, yeah, but Bob got to see your panties and I didn't because I was still sitting down.
Oh, man.
Do it again.
Oh, my God. That would change the dialogue, too.
I know.
All right.
I didn't say I was just changing. I didn't. Whatever.
You're so naughty.
Yeah, man. Hey, jump up on your desk real quick.
No. There's people outside. Do you think they heard all that?
I don't care.
I care. All right. Now we're going to be even more helpful. We're going to give you some general tips about setting.
Okay.
All right, you want to start?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't glob it all down in paragraph after paragraph. Sprinkle it into the dialogue and action like salt.
Let us reiterate, don't overdo it. Seriously. See that first tip up there that we just said? If you can't see it because it's a podcast, but it's in the notes, so I said see it. It's like art in your house. You don't want to put all the paintings in one room. You want to spread it out.
That's a much better analogy than what I was thinking, Mary.
I don't want to know.
There you go.
Okay.
Make sure that the details you add are the ones that are important to the reader.
Use setting to add subtext.
You can say, there is a fan in the office, or you can say, the fans above them, hanging from the drop ceiling, spin around and around.
Boom.
Now you know that they feel trapped and like they are going in circles.
Cool, right?
Very. Oh, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, man.
Be weird. Be quirky. Don't be normal.
Our readers are aware of what a desk is, right? What an office is. But it's the weird and different things that make a scene and a setting matter. Let them see the escaped gerbil running across the floor. Let them hear the sound of a coworker sucking air through their teeth nonstop. Show them the broken blind twisted and lopsided on the window.
Show the setting as your main character sees it. The reader shouldn't see the office until the point of view character sees the office. Let the setting be discovered by them simultaneously.
Have you ever seen that in a book? It's like, you'll have the airport terminal was small and closed in.
Mm-hmm.
Dingy, full of people, smelled like pain and wet dog. I walked into the airport terminal, and you're like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah.
How are you describing the airport terminal before you get in there, babe?
That's right.
Yeah. So.
Why? And why?
Why? So you don't want them to do that. The end. Like, same thing. Like, if Sean is a character in my book going to Paris for the first time, you don't want Sean to be like, oh, the Champs-Élysées, blah, 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 and the blah, 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 creating the blah, 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 then the blah, 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 and know everything about that place because he's only just going there for the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I realized today?
That you love me so much.
I realize that every day, nonstop, 24/7. I'm always thinking about you, baby, and how awesome you are and how much I love you.
Uh-huh.
But I realized today that I think of a whole bunch of travelers, as in vacationers, specifically the ones that come to Bar Harbor, are driving a lot more than flying.
Yeah, it's probably COVID-y.
I'm sure it's because of COVID. You know why I realize this? Why I know?
No, I don't know.
Because none of them.
Don't hit things in the podcast.
None of them.
Stop!
Are leaving any alcohol or good food behind when they leave the rental houses.
That's the worst.
That means they have vehicles with which to take it home.
I know.
When they fly, they leave it behind.
That's so unfair to all of us.
I know.
Left here behind.
I used to be able to like stock the fridge for the whole winter. On free beer.
You did.
Good amount of wine or alcohol, too. Man.
All right, writing tip of the pod all condensed is?
Settings make a book real. They add dimension and character. Layers. Layers, people. Don't blow them off.
No, don't blow them off.
Dog tip for life. What is it, baby?
Well, today I was talking to Scabby the dog.
Oh, yeah?
Scabby.
Scabby?
Scabby the dog.
She's a little scabby.
She is a little scabby.
Oh, girl.
She had a bad haircut against our will. Anyway, so Gabby the dog is a big fluffy dog, right?
Yeah.
And she says that a sexy setting is so important in your life. Like, you want to bring, like, surround your stuff with the stuff you like your dog toys, the cozy blankets. You want to twirl around and around before flopping down on the hard floor to make sure you feel perfect. Right now, Gabby's sexy setting is sleeping under Sean's desk, his hard metal frame desk, and putting her little doggy head on top of one of the shelves.
Yeah, yeah.
She's there right now.
She likes to sit under my desk.
And then she puts her tongue on the floor if her head's not on the shelf. And her tongue has to be, like, licking on the floor while she's
It touches
asleep.
It.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've stepped on it.
No, you Just have not. No, you have not.
No.
But that's her thing, right?
That's,
like,
that's her new spot. She loves it.
Yeah, and she, like, thinks that setting is sexy, right?
Yeah.
But it makes her feel comfortable and secure and safe to be under the desk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Sparty, totally different thing. His sexy setting is, can you please let me out on the front porch and I will lay on the hard wood surface and look through the rails at the people moving and dogs moving
and
by
not,
on the street.
Not bark a bit.
Not bark, not try to leave because he's Sparty, but we also have barricaded him in. But, like, that's his sexy setting, right?
Yeah.
That's the place he wants to be. And so he'll be like, can I please go there? And you let him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so people, we need to do that too. We need to make our settings and our places cool. What appeals to us. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you like color in your house, don't only have wood paneling. If you want to be outside and work, and you can, go outside. You don't have to confine yourself to the presupposed or predisposed or the settings that you believe you're stuck with.
That's right. You can make a painting.
Like, I could move the art room out of the basement.
Yeah, you usually do in the summertime.
I didn't this.
I know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, you're not outside. Of course, it has been raining a lot, like every afternoon. But
yeah. But, yeah, you know what I mean?
I do.
What setting do you want in your life, baby?
Oh, you know, just like a 3,000 square foot bedroom with a ginormous bed. And that big old TV.
Is there like a heart-shaped mirror above the bed?
Of course.
Oh my god!
And there's a fridge in there.
Is there a black
jacuzzi? So you don't
jacuzzi?
Have to walk very far to get me snacks.
You're such a liar.
There's a sauna and a jacuzzi.
Is so, there a...
Because you like saunas.
I do like saunas.
I want to keep you happy, baby.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah.
I may get you the snacks now from the refrigerator.
First, we need the bedroom.
Okay.
Huge. Air conditioned, too. Year-round.
Year-round. Air conditioning.
Climate control.
In Maine. Okay.
Exactly like 64 degrees.
You get a lot of warmth.
Well, that's enough so you'll be able to sleep naked, but you'll still have to cuddle with me for warmth.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. I don't know who you're married to. Because sure as heck ain't me.
Yeah, oh, my little...
Yeah, huh? Oh, sexy settings. They're
That's
important.
Right. Hey there. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your time.
The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is made available through the Creative Commons. There's a link on our podcast notes, and the artist and song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
And we have a new podcast. We're like 23 episodes into it now. Loving the Strange, which we stream live on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn on Fridays. Her Facebook and Twitter handles are all Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
Yeah, and all the resources from this episode, as always, are at carriejonesbooks.blog. And I have new books out. And I'm teaching some classes at the Raining Barn. So if you want to hang out more with us, you know, just head on over to the carriejonesbooks.blog and we'll hook you.
Chill.
We'll chill, man.
Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and what's the other thing?
Share.
Share. Ooh, that's an important one.
Like, subscribe, share. and love each other.
Love each other. Love your way through it. Peace.